This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. An online video purportedly deemed offensive to Shiite Muslims has sparked unrest in Lebanon, which remains on edge amid anti-government protests that have been ongoing since mid-October. Late Monday, hundreds of angry supporters from Lebanon's two main Shiite majority parties, Hezbollah and Amal, clashed with security forces and anti-government protesters camped out in central Beirut after the video shared online showed a man insulting important Shiite figures. News reports say the undated video was made by an expatriate Lebanese Sunni from the majority Sunni city of Tripoli. A special court in Pakistan has found former military president Pervez Musharraf guilty of high treason and sentenced him to death. Akhtar Shah is Musharraf's lawyer.
Because General Pervez Musharraf was making so much progress in this country, was taking Pakistan too high, and they didn't like it. Because he will remain as an honest and sincere person and sincere leader. He loves Pakistani, he loves Pakistan.
The high-profile treason case dates back to 2007 when Musharraf, president and military chief of Pakistan at the time, imposed a brief emergency rule and suspended the constitution in a bid to cling to power in the face of growing public demands for him to step down. French unions are planning mass demonstrations for Tuesday, the 13th day of transport strike that has closed most of Paris metro lines and shut down all but a few commuter trains. The strike has also disrupted domestic and international train and airline service. The strike is a protest to the government's plan to develop a universal pension scheme raising the retirement age. This is VOA News. Tomorrow is the day the full United States House of Representatives will vote on impeaching President Donald Trump on two counts, abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Today, however, another procedural endeavor is underway in what is known as the House Rules Committee, where Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland is tasked with making the Democrats' case as to why both of these articles of impeachment should be pursued. His counterpart, Republican Doug Collins of Georgia, holds forth, much as he did as ranking member of the Judicial Committee.
What Mr. Raskin just brought up is an interesting point. So is it okay if you're running for president that you can't be investigated? Even if you did something overseas. So if you were running for president and you did something overseas, it would be off limits, according to Mr. Raskin's argument, for the United States government to investigate that. That's the argument he just set up.
Congressman Raskin's responds.
But I think they're put into something of a corner here because the president has declared his conduct perfect, absolutely perfect, and he can do whatever he wants. And so they are unable to say, to make the case that I would make, is if I were trying to defend the president, I would say, okay, that was totally wrong and off limits, but it's not impeachable for X, Y, and Z reasons. But they're not allowing anybody that space to say it. They must go with the president's assertion.
At the end of the session today, a vote will take place approving the procedural format for tomorrow's impeachment vote. As yet, no time has been given for the vote to be taken. Reporters Without Borders says journalism remains a dangerous profession. With 49 journalists killed this year, 389 currently imprisoned, and 57 others being held hostage. According to the Paris-based Media Freedom Watchdog's annual worldwide roundup of deadly violence and abusive treatment against journalists released today, the number of journalists killed in 2019 is at its lowest in 16 years. Now, that historically low figure, compared with an annual average of about 80 journalists killed during the past two decades, is mainly the result of a fall in the number of journalists and other media professionals killed in war zones. However, the number of those killed in countries at peace remained as high as in previous years, with 10 killed in Mexico alone. Separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan Tuesday killed at least 10 civilians, including children, injuring 18 others. The violence comes as a new United Nations report says even by Afghanistan's grim standards, 2019 has been especially deadly for children and described the country as the world's most lethal war zone. Afghan officials said a roadside bomb early Tuesday morning ripped through a civilian vehicle. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi accused the Taliban of planting the bomb. There was no immediate reaction from the Taliban as to those allegations. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. Joe Palca, VOA News.